Hello, everybody. It is, by my clock, 6 p.m. here in Denver, Colorado, and I hope I didn't throw too many people for a loop here by changing the time from noon on Thursdays to 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on Wednesday evenings. If I messed up anybody's schedule by doing that, I apologize. It's just I've become part of a new medical chiropractic practice, and now I've gotten so incredibly busy during the day, I've had to move the phone call and the Google Hangout to the evenings, which is a great thing for me. Maybe the timing isn't as good for everybody, but I think it's hard to find the right time of day that can work for everybody. So this is what it's going to have to be for now. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. And I really appreciate that everybody is on the call. And what I put out there is that we were going to talk about detoxing. Is detoxing good for gout? So I really wanted to bring this up, and again, I'm going to try to keep the phone call pretty short because I don't want to turn it into a big, long, drawn-out thing, just yet another big, long thing you got to do in the middle of your day or in the middle of your evening. And so I just want to talk, there's a very specific point about detoxification and gout, and what I'm mostly concerned about is that there are so many different kinds of detox and cleansing systems out there. I mean, if you go into any health food store, you see all kinds of systems out there that are a 7-day detox, a 9-day detox, an 11-day detox, a 21-day detox, a 30-day detox, and there are all these detoxification challenges. And as far as the way that those things work, there are a couple of very specific points that I just want to throw out there in kind of a generic way, and that is there are certain substances, as an example, cilantro is a really good kind of chelating kind of food that people can eat, but then if it's not combined with the right other natural organic substances, you break all of those toxins loose, and then they're free-floating in the body in different ways, but there is nothing to bind those toxins with, and then those toxins can do more harm than they can do good. And all too often, detoxification systems will also incorporate, relatively speaking, low-calorie diets and moving in a direction of not eating very much food. They want you to eat, drink a lot of water. They want you to take certain sort of like processed substances that are very helpful in detoxification. They want you to limit your food intake. And in limiting your food intake, that in and of itself can be kind of a difficult thing on the body. It can become a stressful thing on the body, and it can actually lead to a gout attack. So what we want to do...
Tina Richards.
Who is this?
Tina Richards from Newport Beach, California.
Hi, Tina Richards. Thanks for joining the call. I was just in the middle of waxing on about detoxification and how we need to be careful in terms of gout when we get into a whole detoxification idea. And where I really am going with this is that we all kind of get into this idea of thinking that, okay, we're going to spend 10, 20, 30 years of our lives and we're not going to treat our bodies very well. We're not going to eat the best food. And then the next thing we know, all of a sudden we feel like, okay, I'm too toxic, I'm too overweight, I'm too this or too that, and I need to go on a cleanse because I saw it on TV or somebody else told me they were doing a detox program. And so the next thing you know, we're trying this kind of a severe detox program to clean up what's going on with our physiology and try to get rid of gout, and it can cause more problems than it can be helpful. And especially it can lead to getting into a gout attack. What I like to try to promote more than anything else is the idea of living more of a detoxification lifestyle. And that would include really being very diligent about how much water we're drinking. A big part of detoxification that seems to always kind of fly under the radar or something is that in terms of the overall acid-alkaline balance in our bodies, the way that we get rid of more acidity in our bodies than anything else is through our respiration, through the way that we breathe. So just learning to breathe fully, deeply, and completely, and staying really well hydrated. And then in terms of different foods, doing something like using lemon and drinking, you know, putting lemon in our water in the morning. I mean, even something as simple as that can be very detoxifying. Taking more advantage of all of those green leafy vegetables. They're going to be loaded with all kinds of minerals, and the chlorophyll and the nature of eating those living green foods is going to be very detoxifying. Drinking something like green tea can also work in the direction of being very helpful at detoxification. So there are just a number of different things that we can be doing to live more of a detoxification lifestyle rather than all of a sudden one day stopping and throwing your body into this really stressful overload and just causing more problems than it's worth. So that was what I wanted to throw out there. And now, if anybody else has any ideas, comments, experiences, questions about something that's connected to gout and detoxification, please jump in now.
Yeah. Hi. I love what you're saying because that's exactly what I do here with all my clients. That's what I promote. And water carries oxygen. And water or oxygen is youth and longevity, and it also cleanses toxins out of our body. And most people don't drink enough water to begin with, you know?
Man, I am so right there with you. So,
yeah.
So your clients, what kind of clients, what do you do?
Well,
what is
you
your
know,
practice?
You and I talked many years ago, and I'm a anti-aging specialist. I do nutrition for fitness titles and celebrities, and I have 40,000 clients, so I've been at this. I'm 60 years old. I look 40. I'm all about living a very long life and eating really healthy. So I was able to retire there at 43 years old, and we were in Aspen, and I went to the Aspen Cooking School. Came back to California and worked at another top cooking school for 3 years, and I published that cookbook, which is gourmet healthy using proteins and greens and cutting out the sugars in the meals. And I started a whole series, and it's turning into really huge stuff. And I had to slow it down because I don't want to work too much because that is a form of stress, and I'm all about keeping your immune system functioning. So I cook for privates, and I do nutrition. I have clinics all over the United States. So I work with a raw source nutrition, kosher licensed, FDA, and pharmaceutical grade. It's really clean.